Dear Mom and Bill, well, here we go with another one. I am have to play around always here in the very beginning just to test the voice. I don't want it to be too loud and too soft. It's best, you know, that it just be about middle of the black on the recording thing. This is 3¾ speed, of course, and you wouldn't be hearing me. I'm sure you have it to that. Everything's fine. I decided I want to make one of these things about once a week to you. And I know, sure, you enjoy them. At least you stated so in hearing my voice. So here it is. Voice, voice, voice. There's not a whole lot new here. Tonight I made down a list, so I'll be able to rattle this tape off so it should be a little more organized. If it even goes that good, towards the end, if I have too much to say, we'll flip this tape over on the other side and even give you a little bit more. But I'll notify you of such if that is the case. I've got a nice cool bottle of Royal Crown here. That pause is because I took a sip. And plenty of food. So here goes the tape. I really love it over here in D Company. Several times in the past few years, I guess I've made some decisions right here and there that I've regretted. Even a little bit, but not this one at all. It's a much better company than the Charlie Company. Smaller, more esprit de corps, and I really enjoy it. There's a lot more opportunity over here. The way it works here, since we're the gun company of the battalion, the 227th, we all the other companies, A, B, and C, have about 30 G models, slick aircraft. We just have about the B models, and about, we only have 12, because we just fly escort for them. We're their cover support, and it's much more enjoyable. Everybody's a lot closer, the crews, and there's a lot more esprit de corps. You don't have any many people. Very happy. I'm the second platoon. Our third platoon are up here at LZ English. First platoon is down near Saigon, supporting some people down here. They were down there with the Alpha Company, and then Bravo Company, and Charlie Company, B and C, are up here. And I'm in second platoon. Captain Fields is a platoon leader. Some real good guys. One of the lieutenants in is from St. Louis. He went to MU. And I really enjoy it. I'm a platoon armament officer. That doesn't really mean a whole lot, but just my job to see to it that all the weapons, the guns, and the various rockets on the aircraft are all working every time. Even if I don't fly, they go out. They come back in. I have to go out. Probably hear that UA right now. There's too much noise. I guess he's gone now. He was taking off right over the tip, but he was going too slow. I'll have to tell him about that if I ever see the guy. When the aircraft land, I go out and I always check them. Make sure everybody's guns work right. If not, get the crew chiefs and gunners working right there, because a gunship without its guns is not much good. Just like a typist without hands. Can't do its job. As far as flying, I really enjoy the thing. Okay, next thing on my list, so at least you know I'm happy in Delta Company, no regrets. And change the Kansas City Star, the Chronicle, and that other stuff to Charlie Company. It'll all get to me, just maybe sometimes takes a... In fact, it doesn't even take any longer. Everybody in the battalion knows how to move, so things get to me pretty fast. Let's see here now. I got a little sort of a tent mate. I'd call him a roommate, but actually it's a tent mate now in my tent with me. He's from New York. He seems like a real nice guy. He's been here about 9 months, and he came over here. So there's no problem there. I think I wrote you, but I'm sure you know by now, I got a real nice little package from St. Joe from Bieda. Now it was a coffee can full of some real good cinnamon type mondel bread, some packaged fruit, package of gum, and I don't know what else, I forgot already, but it was very thoughtful. I wrote them a thank you note, and of course your package I got yesterday. Canned fruit is really fine, and you don't have to send too much more bubblegum. I've got quite a bit. I don't chew that much, but it's nice to have it when I do want a little treat. The marshmallows are fine, but I canned fruit, I never never turned down. It's really nice. It's tougher upper sometimes during the day and sometimes at night before I go to bed and don't want to get anything to eat. So it comes in real handy. But I sometimes, when I look at the package and see that it costs $7 and something to send it, I wish it wouldn't. I regret I'd stopped that allotment because one a week or something like that, that's just, it's just no good. Let's see now, the battalion now has a little snack bar not too far from my tent. They sell beer and sodas and snacks, and even starting tomorrow night, they're supposed to have popcorn and a hamburger stand out there, and they're going to set up the movies like they had out of Oasis on the Cambodian border when I first got here in December. That would be real good. Sometimes it would break the night even evening, be having a first-class movie over here. Maybe you heard that aircraft coming over. I don't think the tape recorder will pick it up because they're pretty high, but be sure to brown my voice out here when I'm talking to myself. As I said, on my list, I'm going down here now. Oh yes, by the way, I really enjoyed the Chevrolet magazine that came in the box. I got a couple pictures of the Corvettes out and I hung them up here in the tent. I really look about it. It's something that's an incentive to go for and something to make me really think about it long enough, not just for the moment, because I want to buy a car. I intend to put quite a bit of money into a good car and have it for several years. I fiercely believe a car is like an investment on New York stock market. Chevelle is a good example. People find it hard to believe that I bought a car at my age for $3,300 car for $100 over dealer cost, $2,650 at the time. Drove it for 2.5 years and 44,000 miles and got back 50% of it. $1,350, if you recall. That's highly commendable investment. $1,350 for 44,000 miles of convenience. No trouble whatsoever. Sometimes I look through catalogs. We come through here now and then. I spot various items I'd like to put in my apartment. And this is something I just think about all the time, even if it's in, when I get out of the army, going to school for a while or working. I always think about fixing up an apartment. I think I firmly believe every fellow should be a bachelor for a while and get a taste of living on his own and doing, setting things up for his shot. If a gal wants to, she likes that apartment, she can move in just good and fine. If she wants to be like most chicks and just set something up on her, and that's okay. A guy should be able to afford it to sell what he's got if he wants to buy all new, and that's okay. If not, the heck with her. Get rid of her. It's always somebody else. Too many pebbles on the beach is my favorite saying. I see items of furniture, electronical equipment, and I'll be doggone on barn. I'm going to buy some. I figure if I get enough stuff together, I'll be forced to do it, so I'll never have to go back on my word. Next thing down here I see, I just want to tell you, oh yes, I guess by now you have the two rolls of the 620 you sent me originally. 620 is just fine, but I don't want you to send any more. One of these days you want to get back down in cave. We ever move back there for a week or two or a month or two, I'm going to start sending little items I'm collecting here home. It's too hard to make packages up here in the field and get them to a post office, so I just let them accumulate. I take stuff in when I go back down in cave for an hour or two here and there. Take aircraft back or pick up parts. But I'd like to see those pictures when you get them. And just here yesterday, I sent home two rolls of 35mm color snapshot. The two rolls of film you sent me. Get those done. I'd like to see those too. And if you ever want, of course, you want to get duplications made, you can. Now, the one thing to do is, now for those, do get me a couple more rolls. I mean, when you take those two rolls of 35mm color snapshot in, you can get me two more rolls that they give you free, and I'll take more snapshots for you. But when you take in a roll of slide, they'll know the difference. Make sure they give you 36 slides back and not a slide roll with just 20 in it, or some black and white color, some even some snapshot in color. Just slide for slide, snapshot for snapshot. It says that you can always take the little film out of the little cans, and it says right on there, 36 slides or 20 color snapshots or whatever it is. As far as flying, it's very interesting on learning really a whole lot as far as heavy weights and course, the weather's nice now, but just every day you learn so much. I mean, how to make some your different type of approaches and different procedures, and you learn so much about maintenance. Every time you check an aircraft over, you see something wrong, whatever, you find out how they fix it and why they fix it. You just constantly learning. It kind of looks like I do have a lot to say. I'm just in a talking mood tonight, so I'll go ahead and say this. I can always turn this tape over on the other side. I had today sort of a little smoking jacket, or a house coat, you might call it, only it's only about not a full length robe. I had bought some silk down in this little village nearby. I had a local tailor make me a little house coat type thing, and I'll send it home one of these times. I bought Eddie a present the other day. I bought him a billfold made out of elephant skin. It's really something. It's dark, very short, but I'm sure Eddie will get a bang. He'll be the only guy in the market with a billfold made out of an elephant. Also, I picked up a few local spears and knives, and I've got some North Vietnamese uniforms and some gas masks, and they're all legal to ship them home, so one of these times I'll make a few boxes together and just get that stuff in my room. Found a pretty good laundry nearby that they wash the teas, and so they use a rice, a starch made out of some rice, and now that it's warm, they can dry them outside, so that stuff comes back fairly nice and smells pretty good. Underwear, I still like to rinse out myself, but I see some of the work on they've done, and I'm real satisfied. I have to give them a few pieces. It's a local laundry. Mosquitoes and bugs aren't too bad. As I say, we take pills every day, and nobody... they're really not that bad. The weather's been fairly nice here. I'm going to get some good pictures, get up to the... in the mountains and the beach on this operation that will come up here in a while. I get the paper, and I haven't seen too much in the Star about the cab. I know you see something about this operation Junction City and some of this stuff down in Warzone C, but that's hundreds of miles away. Up here, the cab is quite successful. Charlie just doesn't put up a fight unless he has to, unless you really corner him. It's hard to find him. Half the time he's hunting, and can't find him. But he's here. No doubt about it. I've seen too many of them. But this thing is really something. I don't know what's going to be. I think the whole trouble is that people wouldn't listen to me. All mention wouldn't listen to me. I don't realize that some of the steps World War I wouldn't take that in 64 might have ended this thing really. Do it as it stands out now. This will be a everybody writes me, do I think it'll end soon, this year, next year, all these crazy predictions by these stupid senators and congressmen. Hell no, it's not going to end this year, next year. It's not going to end for a long, long time. There's no way in the world you can't fight a grill. It's like a panel. I'm recording over something I'm going to say. Go to the other side here, because I'm running out of something to say. This tape should stop in just about one.